This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Well, let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
Side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness,
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
various skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide,
thoughts of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I know, we're primarily a health show here, right? Isn't that what drives us? Of course, health, freedom, healing, liberty. Occasionally, we actually give you some insight into what you can do to become empowered again to help your recovery, whatever it is you're recovering from, mild to severe, acute to chronic. But Super Don, I'm just looking at yesterday's show and the response, like through social media. We've got to change up our show. We've got to do show. We've got to do,
you know what I got to tell you. I just want to say right now before you continue.
Okay.
That I believe, based on where you're going so far, I had the exact same thought today.
This is
when I was looking at social media. I was looking at it, I was going, so what did people respond to the most yesterday?
Yeah, was it the fact that we talked about the dangers of vaccines? That's passé at this point.
Well, that got a little bit.
But no, what we have to do is we have to change the Robert Scott Bell Show to be a show about alien and spaceship conspiracies.
Yes.
And pepper in a little bit of what do you call those little things? Those candy cane Jesus sticks.
Candy canes. So the war on Christmas, I think, in general, would work well.
Right. So that draws the most interest.
Right.
Last night we ended with the story about candy canes turned upside down, had the letter J, and of course that stands for Jesus. And so some lady banned them from school, and of course she got fired, I think. And of course, Yeshua, that's the Y. I was thinking of H for Jesus, but it's still a J. I know. I was being silly.
Yeah.
But then the other big thing, I mean, I'm like, health and healing? Nope. Let's talk about the space program and NASA. They faked the moon landing or not. Steph Curry.
Right.
And I don't mind having these discussions. Believe me, I can have fun with them. But I'm like thinking, are they as consequential as your very life, right? It's like you said, Super Don, whether we went to the moon or not, not going to change me much. I would argue that it would in terms of budgeting. Even though if you were able to say, hey, it was a complete fake, NASA's a complete fake or mostly fake, it probably wouldn't affect the budget as long as there's a Federal Reserve to print money out of thin air.
Right.
But really, I guess people just want to have, I don't know if they're even fun discussions, but things that really get them. Not so much health and healing, but, whether you talk about candy canes in the shape of Jesus or whether you talk about, moon landings that are fake because Steph Curry, the basketball player, says. So should we just change the show? Should we just scrap all the health stuff? What do you think?
We could be like the TMZ of the health world or something, right? Maybe and talk about stuff like that. But no, listen, I think it's fun. It's fun to have those kinds of stories because, listen, when we do a show and we're like, vaccines and corruption and people dying and oppression and injustice, it's kind of nice for maybe a little bit of escapism, right?
Yeah,
to be able to discuss these things. Because, listen, we're not making these stories up. I mean, the whole candy cane thing, that actually happened.
That was a real story. And what was funny about that, too? They put on one of those fact checkers from Snopes that said
Snopes.
It was real.
Yeah.
I'm like,
well,
I don't believe it happened because Snopes
said
it was real.
See, and that's the whole I didn't tell you, but I did the same thing yesterday.
Yeah.
And I just do that. It's just how I look at things. I look at things from all perspectives, and I know that the Sith Lord of the Health Talk Radio world does not want to read anything from Snopes, but they do get it right sometimes, and it's at least it's a resource.
Yeah. Yeah. So, all right. Well, listen, we're not going to abandon what got us here. I mean, I'm about to enter my 20th year in broadcast radio. Think about that. In 2019 will be the 20th year, started in 1999 with a little weekly show in Atlanta and then syndicated all over the country. And here we are all these years later on GCN. Of course, all the expansion of radio into streaming services, so you don't have to catch it on radio. And we probably got a bigger audience now than we had on radio, even though we're still on radio. But the health and healing drives me. I don't even know how to say it in French, so I'll say my reason for being, you know, to bring that power to heal back to you, to remind you it's yours. So I tease about the abandonment. But, yeah, it's fun to switch up the stories. Now, today, we kind of tease this story that we were going to open with it, and it relates to antibiotic use. Now, this is not something that's new for us here on this show. We discuss antibiotics and their danger a lot, all of the time. And yet there's new studies coming out all of the time, once again, validating our concerns about the use and overuse and abuse of antibiotics. This one goes into the health of the microbiome and the corruption of the microbiome and the suspicion that the antibiotics used in childhood could be linked to adult mental disorders, including depression. Now, that is a fascinating topic. And that would have been enough for this story. But as Super Don read it, and I read it, it was like, wow, that's cool. We could do a whole hour on this. But what was more intriguing was after the story was over, the comments on the story. So hold your hat, because we're going to get to that in just a moment. And I just want to reiterate, what is this story all about? And it relates to the fact that they're speculating now, statistically significant in terms of epidemiological overview, that children who are on antibiotics, I don't think just one time, but more multiple times, have a higher likelihood of being prescribed psychiatric drugs in adulthood. Okay, that's pretty clear. And it was a significant number that they analyzed. I think, is this out of Sweden? I think we got a couple of Swedish stories here. It was someone, Scandinavian. It was published in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. The consequences of antibiotics in the youth. And then the development of, not only mental illness like depression, but even OCD. And that's not an obsessive Christmas disorder. We covered
Denmark.
It's Denmark. So yes. It is one of the Scandinavian countries. So in Denmark, this was done. A lot of depression there, but they're now speculating it has a lot to do with childhood antibiotics. All right? So, significant. They don't want to panic you. They're not saying never take an antibiotic. I mean, there's nobody out here going, oh, my gosh, antibiotics, stop, stop, stop. Right? That's what we do, basically saying we have other options, like silver hydrosol. The bioactive form of silver, the ions, are devastating at microgram dosages to microbial life forms like bacterial species that the antibiotics target without resulting in aberrant, gross, opportunistic infections after the silver is in the system. That's the great news as well. So if you're going to get like a tooth pulled, flood it with silver. You can use ozone or oxygen therapies in combination. You will devastate any potential infection, just for one small example. But the antibiotics that my children never got, I got all of their doses as a child. Now, somehow I didn't end up too depressed. I was kind of bummed because I was lacking energy and I had a lot of chronic diseases. But I never went the psychiatric route. Now, I will say my sister, on the other hand, anorexia nervosa, depression, anxiety. She was on antibiotics, as was I. So everybody is unique and different in the way these things manifest. So this in and of itself is a fascinating story, another reason to avoid antibiotics at all costs, or at least know how to recover your gut. And it isn't just about putting probiotics in afterwards. Go to the Silver Aloe Protocol. It's in Unlock the Power to Heal. The chapter is called The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. So let's go to the responses to this article, right? You'd think there'd be, wow, this is an interesting article. We've got to be careful about these antibiotics. But right out of the gate, the first thing somebody submits as a response, you know how they have a forum on these things? This is at Gizmodo, by the way. Geez, I hope you didn't just start the next anti-vax movement with a hastily published article. Like,
what?
Where did that come from?
Right?
As a response to an article on antibiotics, now suddenly you bring up anti-vaxxers? And this, there was a clincher here. Do you have that in front of you? I'll pull it up. I got to scroll down to it.
I do, yes.
Yeah, read the clincher. This was the most amazing thing. This is to give you the mindset of maybe it's just unique to Gizmodo as a website. I don't know. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. But if this is the science nerd living in mama's basement, they go to Gizmodo and read stories, and immediately they read about antibiotics leading to mental illness, and they jump on anti-vaxxers. How they're making this leap, I'm not sure, but what is this? This is the finale. This kind of takes the cake.
I don't want to read the wrong one because there's several comments here as to what you're referring to.
About the here boy, here boy, that kind of thing.
Oh, remember well, that no, one? That's later on down. So the first comment is, like you said, the guy says, oh, geez, I hope he didn't start the next anti-vax movement with a hastily published article. Yeah. And the next commenter says, you know, that was my first thought as well. Hello, next wave of dead people, thanks to the anti-vaxxers saying you don't need antibiotics.
Thanks, Gizmodo.
Yes, thanks, Gizmodo.
What the heck is going wrong here? You got an article completely devoid of any mention of vaccines. It's simply an antibiotic article talking about the risk, the incidence of depression, mental disorders, OCD and things from antibiotic use in childhood. And these people immediately jump and go, oh, and this is fodder for the anti-vaxxers. Oh, they're going to be here. This is red meat for them.
Right.
And if you think that was an isolated instance, again, go to the clincher, way down, because this
right,
really
way
is
down.
The mindset.
So the last one,
yeah.
Here's this guy just being a Richard,
yeah.
And he says, whistles, yoo-hoo, hey, anti-vaxxers, look it, see the ball, you want the ball, go get it. And he puts in a little thing here, says, pretends to throw a ball and hides it behind back.
Wow.
Which is just, wow. Yeah,
there's
exactly.
There's a subculture.
So I get.
Super down
the And I don't know. Like you said, I'm thinking it's the crowd at Gizmodo or just a bunch of pompous jerks.
Yeah.
For them to connect the dots, right, of somebody saying, look, there's study, science.
Yeah.
Showing the antibiotics can do this, and people would go, oh, look, here, now we're going to start more anti-vaxxers, and they're going to jump on the train, tell people don't take antibiotics, it's going to kill a bunch of people.
Let's look at this from the view of a religion or a cult. All right? If you have a deeply held religious view, and somebody starts attacking your religion, you get upset. And if they're actually successful, you get really upset, and you want a law to stop them. You want to isolate them. You want to hurt them. You want to imprison them. Somehow you've got to dehumanize them. If they're wrong and you're right, your dogma is better. Now, if you don't look at it as a religious thing, then it doesn't make sense, because these people are defending their brand, their dogma, their belief in modern medicine. You attack antibiotics, suddenly that means you attack vaccines too.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet, to order, or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840, or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We know you've had dragon's breath in the morning, but you've got got to experience Dragon's Breath Ignite. Wolfhill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolfhill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfhillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfhillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Live goes on behind the scenes here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. That y'all can check it out. Archives, of course, and streaming live simulcast through our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media channel. You can find that at robertscottbell.com. It is holiday time. I would like you to get some Whole Tones Christmas. We have links up in the show notes for that. WholeTones.com, I believe. And Michael Tyrell was so nice as to give us all 20% off with the code RSB20. So if you're going to do that. Also, we got safe sleeves for the cell phones. You see that here? I've got one. It's amazing. I've tested it. It's for real. And there's links up in the show notes as well. If you go to safe sleeves, you get a deal for the holidays, and a little thank you from the Robert Scott Bell Show to you for doing so. All right, Whole Foods. I mentioned yesterday I did a pre-recorded, almost hour-long interview with the paleocardiologist, Dr. Jack Wolfson. He interviewed me for his show, his online show. I don't know when it's going to air. I'll let you know. But he was sitting in a Whole Foods, of all places, recording this live. And I'm just thinking of all the things that you can get at a Whole Foods that has nothing to do with whole food, Whole Foods. There's a lot of synthetic supplements for sure. There's a lot of GMO products or ingredients. There's a lot of additives and preservatives and stuff there. And I think, Dr. Wolfson actually pointed out that in that very store, there was a Whole Foods 365 brand ibuprofen. Ibuprofen in a Whole Foods. Not kidding. Allopathic medicine available in Whole Foods. So why would we be surprised about this next story? And this goes into what you can get with your prepared food at Whole Foods. Get it wrapped in paper coated with toxic cancer-causing ingredients. They did an analysis of all the majors, all the big players in grocery store chains, from the Kroger's and the Publix's and Albertsons, And who is ranked dead last, or let's say first, in the most toxic wraps around the food you can get at their deli, for instance, or prepared food area? This was released by the watchdog group Safer Chemicals, Healthy Families, and Toxic-Free Future, and found that Amazon's Whole Foods, the biggest offender when it comes to food contacting papers that's treated with a class of chemicals which are linked to cancer. That's
ouch.
Right. Yeah, it's come full circle. From Mrs. Gooch's out there in Southern California, those of you who've been there long enough to recognize, remember when? To Whole Foods when it got its start, Austin, Texas, all of that. The pure, we don't want any refined sugar, to the point now where they wrap their food in cancer-causing chemicals, PFAS.
Dude, I remember going into the first Whole Foods, and it was like when you walked in the door, mm-hmm. you suddenly just magically got a man bun. I don't even know how it happened. It just happened, and that's right. How crunchy granola Whole Foods was at one time.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You know, and I don't go to Whole Foods that often if I'm on the road and I've got no other option, because some of them will actually have a good organic salad bar, right? And you know, I'm now concerned with the basic paper. They have like a paper bucket that you put your salad in. Is it coated in this garbage? And should you be surprised? Now, when they went multi-billion, you know, into the realm of the stratosphere of multinational companies, it is not surprising anymore that this would be something par for the course. I'm trying to do a radio show here. That's my. You can always count on your 18-year-old to try and distract you. I know it's like when y'all comment on my complexion, I'm like, I can't concentrate. Stop it. I'm trying to do a radio show, a very serious story. So when you leave a Whole Foods, if you've gotten any prepared foods wrapped by stuff they wrap, I think you should bring your own wrap at this point. Yeah, bring your own paper bag to wrap the food. No, don't put it in your stuff. Wrap it here in my stuff. Also, you got to make sure it's organic and not made with canola oil, rapeseed. You know, that chain of stores that promised they would label GMOs or remove them, probably going to renege on that too. Why would you go there if you can go to somewhere else? And particularly, I would urge you to shop local if there are any local or independent health food stores, family-owned, even chains, rather than going to the big conglomerates of the Amazons of the world. And then have your food wrapped in cancer-causing chemicals. I realize that some of you say, well, you can't get away from everything. Granted, I acknowledge that. But once you become consciously aware of something and you continue to do it, you can't, I don't know, what do you do, beg for forgiveness later? Or do you pray it away when you could have just not gotten it in the first place? So part of what we got to do here is acknowledge that these big conglomerates like Whole Foods, multinational corporations now with no allegiance to any nation or state, likely do not have your health, your best health in mind, and may be part of the problem, in fact, under the guise of a nice label like Whole Foods. I'd like to pick on them. I mean, they did good over the years, and it's obviously done good in terms of the mainstream grocery stores have gone that direction, but Whole Foods has gone the other direction. All right, folks, how does pharma hook you on drugs? New techniques.
That masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
3 years, that's how long President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen will be spending behind bars.
Cohen committed tax and bank fraud along with campaign finance violations. Cohen was also ordered to forfeit $500,000 and is being forced to pay more than $1 million in restitution and a $50,000 fine. Theresa May will continue as Prime Minister of Britain. After surviving a no-confidence vote, she looks forward to getting back to work on getting the country out of the European Union.
Following this ballot, we now need to get on with the job of delivering Brexit for the British people and building a better future for this country.
On a party-line vote, the FCC approved a measure that gives mobile phone carriers more power over text messages. The agency's leadership has pushed for the measure, which would now classify messaging as an information service. And Congressman Mark Meadows, he will not be the next chief of staff for President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So I was talking about getting distracted by my son in the last segment, which, you know, normally it's fun, it's silly. It's like, you know, yesterday and today, whatever's going on. Is it the snow? I don't think so. But my mom says, "You look angry, RSB. Calm down and take a deep breath." I'm like, Mom's picking on me now. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take another big dose of plus CBD oil, extra strength. This is the peppermint kind, one of my favorites, along with the mocha, whatever that is, but cafe mocha. But I got the peppermint one, which is cool. There I go. Some more doses on CBD. By the end of the show, maybe by the end of this hour, I'll be smiling and happy again. I mean, I had to talk about antibiotics and depression. Had to talk about skeptics attacking those of us who question vaccinations, even though it's not related to the vaccine issue directly, indirectly, very, very indirectly, but nothing in that article. And then Whole Foods, abandoning Whole Foods. I mean, it's not new, but maybe. You know what this could be? Superdon. As I'm thinking about it. Seasonal affective disorder. Could it be for the first time I have been out of sunlight that I'm used to on a daily basis for a long enough period of time that I'm becoming the angry Robert Scott Bell show? Could it be getting that bad, or is mom just picking on me? I ask. I did ask the question.
I don't know.
I don't have the answer. And I need to get a sun lamp or get out and do something else or take something that I'm not used to normally taking because I don't have to. We'll see. We'll see how the rest of the show goes. So let's see. What else we got? We got drugs. Our favorite topic, drugs.
Woo-hoo.
We don't, not the good kind of drugs. We got the bad kind of drugs. And here's the irony, too. I don't think we're planning to cover this today, but about Utah passing medical cannabis, medical marijuana, and then their government starting to like fiddle with it because they didn't expect it to pass, and now they don't like it because it's like, oh my gosh, people are actually going to use that. I'm like, from a religious perspective, would you rather have people taking deadly pharmaceutical drugs, third leading cause of death at least, or cannabis for their ailments that has killed no one? I don't know. Life and death issues? If you think you're a culture of life, do you think you'd back off and look at this? I'd say with a scientific eye, but even with a spiritual eye, cannabis wins hands down against big pharma every time. So that's a little bit of an annoyance, too, as I see this. But pharma... It's never enough for them. You know, you go back to Wall Street with Michael Douglas. Remember that movie?
I love that movie. Absolutely.
Was it
Charlie Sheen?
Right. Yeah. You know, you're saying, how many yachts do you need to water ski behind or something like that? I'm like, you know, on one level, it's like, I don't give a flip about how many yachts you have or don't have. On the other hand, if it's gotten via monopoly practices, by a mandatory participation, by a government subsidies, which is meaning the U.S. taxpayer subsidizing your industry so that you could then get 100 million yachts to water ski behind. You know, there are nuances to this discussion as opposed to envy of wealth, right? But we don't have much of a free market happening. We know that the natural products industry has struggled to grow to its level despite not having the First Amendment. Right? The freedom to speak truthfully, honestly, openly, with integrity about the science supporting their products. That's a major handicap. Now, it's grown to a billion or multi-billion dollar industry overall. The natural products industry has grown into the mass market even. But the pharmaceutical industry, we're talking hundreds of billions. I don't know yet if it's trillions. I mean, when at a certain point, trillions hardly makes any sense. We're at, what, $22 trillion in debt? People go, that's not even feasible. How do you even see that? And yet who in the Republican Party, because we know the Democrats are completely gone on this, is even talking about the Federal Reserve as the primary engine for the booms and busts. Because some people are predicting, well, the stock market can't always go up. And, you know, this is problematic with Trump, too. Look at the stock market. If the stock market is your only way of saying how great the economy is, and I'll grant you that confidence in the economy, how people feel, does impact how they spend, whether they save or not. But recognizing that stock market going up infinitely is only made possible by the Federal Reserve's easy money policies. And when they start clamping down, interest rates go up, of course, what's inevitable? What's coming? I'm not an economist, but I think common sense could be used here. Now, Big Pharma has an interesting thing that they can do, apparently. I've never heard of this. You know, they're subsidized heavily to some degree in terms of research. They also have a monopoly. They own, basically, they control, they've captured the regulatory system, the FDA, the CDC, a lot of NIH. And you can go up and down to little state departments of health and local municipal health departments. And you'll find out Big Pharma has got their claws everywhere, their economics everywhere. Paying off doctors, paying off school systems. It's amazing. So you would think that would be enough. But it's that question of, how much do you need? Is that word greed? Remember Gordon Gekko? Greed is good, right? If you can honestly go out and make a, you know what, about money, whatever, hey, fine. But how did you do it? With Big Pharma, I would say they're ill-gotten gains, very much ill-gotten gains. In fact, they are basically on the backs of many people who have died, children who die even today. And yet they still have a monopoly status, religious-like fervor in defense of them, like the article we talked about antibiotics leading to depression. That's not even a direct association with death, but my gosh, once they get on those antidepressant drugs, guess what? The suicide and homicide rates go up. So yeah, death by doctor. There's a headline here, and this is off of Time Magazine's website, The Little-Known Way Pharma Companies Hook People on Their Costly Drugs. And I don't know, I think they're already hooked by the time they use this method, Superdon. This guy's got rheumatoid arthritis, RA, autoimmune disease. He's on Enbrel. Enbrel. And how many tens of thousands of dollars does it cost to stay on Enbrel for a year? Right? You know, like, if you have what you call insurance, medical insurance, which I say is the most dangerous thing you can have in America, really good medical insurance.
According to this, it would be $48,000.
Okay, so $4,000 a month. So this 36-year-old psychologist was on Enbrel, and he couldn't even meet the copay. So he reaches out, apparently, to Amgen, the maker of Enbrel, and they sent him a check. They sent him a check to help him pay for the drug that they manufacture. Now, how does this make any sense? And they said it's perfectly fine to do that. You look in the analysis of the legal thing here. They said as long as this guy is not on Medicare or Medicaid, some already primary government subsidy, there's no big deal. The drug companies can pay you money to stay on their drug. Now, what does that tell you about the profitability of Amgen? If they've got money to write, I don't know, did they say how much this check was? Yeah, they overnighted him. Amgen overnighted this guy, Kip Burgess, $2,976 to help pay for his Enbrel prescription. Now, if it costs $4,000 a month and the drug company can write you a check for $3,000 out of the $4,000, leaving $1,000 for somebody else to pay, how much does this drug really cost and how much money are they still making? So this goes to the argument of what Donald Trump has said about Big Pharma. They're getting away with murder. Yeah, they are. Not just economically. I mean, they're physically murdering people. But if they can do this, wow. And here's the question about the hooking part. Because that's really, to me, the hook. What is the hook? How does somebody get convinced that a toxic, dangerous drug, and we've played the commercial about Enbrel over the years, have we not, Superdon? One of the most horrific, toxic, quote-unquote, side effects ever listed in any drug commercial.
When the side effect is cancer, that gets your attention.
And here's a psychologist. Obviously, he's got a degree, right? He's a smart guy. And he's going, man, this is it. This is the only thing I can do. I got to stay on it. You are hooked. Like heroin, in a sense. Even though they don't say Enbrel is addictive like heroin. What has gone on here is that artificial induction of a belief system. Through the 20th century, when the Flexner Report of 1910 first came out and said, nope, Big Pharma is the only way to go. Medical school's teaching Big Pharma. Fine, we'll keep accrediting you. You'll keep getting money. Homeopathic schools, naturopathic schools, y'all are hosed. You're gone by the middle of the 20th century. So what we've done is, by erasing history, created a complete slave class to pharma who believes it's the only solution for their problems, for their ailments. Never mind the reason for autoimmune disease, right? The immune system attacking your cells, the corruption of the integrity of self due to, intoxicating poisons, corruption of the microbiome, malabsorption, deficiencies, alterations in the physical structure of those cells at the level you can't witness with your own eye, but the eyes of your immune cells see it and go, that is not me. That is not, definitely not me. That used to look like a bone cell. That's a dangerous, aberrant cousin. We got to go get it. And so they give you an immunosuppressive drug like Enbrel costing $4,000 a month and never once even attempting to address the reason why the immune system is attacking your cells. Now, there are other ways to go here. And we're learning more about the ways to go. I talk about detoxification, hydrogen water, right? Echo water. Go get SynergyScience.com, RobertsWater.com. Download the free ebook. Get this water in you. Hydrate again. That alone is going to go extraordinarily well in terms of reducing your inflammation by reducing the impact of the hydroxyl radicals, those dangerous inflammatory components. But there's more. There's selenium. There's chromium. There's silica, big-time silica for regeneration of integrity of skeletal tissue, all connective tissue. But how about CBD? I take it because I like it. My wife takes it because it saved her life. Many people take it for anxiety. We talked about pain. And there's more science now indicating it may be one of those remedies also for arthritic pains. People are taking acetaminophen, destroying their liver, ibuprofen, destroying their kidneys and guts, right? Go on and on. Aspirin, destroying their stomach. Could CBD be the way to relieve some of that pain without destroying any of those systems? In fact, helping. And so there's an article here. It's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com talking about CBD for arthritis. They're saying it's not definitive. The jury's still out. But there are some science showing benefit to inflammation, reduction of inflammation. That relieves pain. If there's anxiety associated with extreme pain, as it was in my wife's case, taking the anxiety away can also reduce some of the intensity of the pain if it doesn't outright remove it altogether. There's no downside to the CBD. Whether it be RA or OA, rheumatoid arthritis or osteoarthritis. But remember, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we don't look for a panacea. We're not saying CBD, it's all you need. We still got to get the liver functioning again. We need our selenium to produce glutathione to detoxify the cells of the body. We need to hydrate, Mecca water. We need the silica to restore integrity to connective tissue. And what are we going to need to restore sanity so we don't get hooked on pharmaceutical drugs? We need to learn from the history that they erased and rewrote. Keep listening to this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Scott Belcher.
I had to lift the mood, especially that one goat that goes in a very high pitched goat voice. Yes. You know, it is Christmas time. We got to remember that. Hopefully, y'all get together with the family and have happy stuff, not the Hollywood movies about all the disasters that ensue when the family gets together at Thanksgiving. But yeah, a happy goat Christmas, goat yoga Christmas, whatever that is. And we'll, you know,
have
I want to lighten
up. Have you watched any Christmas shows yet? Have you watched any Christmas movies yet so far?
I don't think so. I know there's
saw Lampoon's Christmas. A couple of days. Your Christmas Vacation, yes.
Right. Now, I know there's a Kurt Russell one on Netflix, I think, but I haven't seen that. Christmas Chronicles. Right. So, no, I'm behind on my... I had to sit down to watch a whole heck of a lot, so I don't know what to do about that. We'll see if we can lighten
it
up.
Here's just for fun, for the folks watching on YouTube here, what is your favorite Christmas movie? Why don't you throw that in there? Let's see if we can make a poll and see if we can get a winner on which
favorite
one is the best
Christmas movie?
Best Christmas movie, yes, to watch with your family.
All right. It was the one about the moon landings and Santa and his reindeer.
And the flat Earth, yes.
that was awesome. Are you kidding me?
No wonder Santa could fly and deliver toys to all of the houses so quickly because Earth is flat. You didn't have to fly all the way around it.
Low gravity, exactly. Yeah. Well, we got to come up with these explanations because nothing else makes sense, right? Okay. We talk about cleansing here from time to time, do we not? Although I am of the opinion that cleansing is an ongoing thing. Every night you go to bed, your body is moving into cleansing mode. The liver becomes more active while you sleep. That is a pattern that just occurs. We want to honor that. But recognizing, too, the environment we all live in is less than ideal. And so we have a bioaccumulation that is in excess often of what our body can handle. And so I've argued by utilizing homeopathic detox drainage remedies, selenium and chromium, of course, these things help facilitate. Dandelion, I drink the dandelion tea every day. Some people like milk thistle. There's a lot of things, Ayurvedic and other things that can be done to help cleanse the body. I've talked about the silver aloe, gut recovery cleanse. Sort of a cleanse, yes, it eradicates dysbiotic microorganisms, sets the stage for the healthy regrowth of the terrain itself, the home for the microbiome. But there are other cleansing ways. Superdon will not do unless one of you flies into Switzerland, a coffee enema, right? Rapid cleanse of in a desperate situation, particularly with cancer cases where you're killing cancer cells so fast, you're just poisoning your body. Get it out fast. Of all the cleanses that I've heard about Superdon, I have not heard about this one. And had I heard about it, I would have reported on the scam that it is. I mean, how ridiculous is this? Yet somebody nearly died because they don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They didn't call me first to say, hey, I heard about this cleanse. What do you think, Robert? Well, what is this cleanse? It's called the soy sauce cleanse. Yeah, the soy sauce cleanse. What? I mean,
yes.
If you do an Ichiban soy sauce cleanse, you're going to have sodium benzoate on top of it. But what is this cleanse? They say you drink a bunch of soy sauce, don't drink any water, and it's supposed to somehow gather the water from your body because of all the sodium in it, and it'll detox you that way. In the meantime, you're going to upset the mineral balance in your body so disastrously that you could die. And this woman did that, a 39-year-old American woman, suffered apparently permanent brain damage, because she did what she thought was a colon cleanse. I thought she was going to put soy up her bottom. Apparently she drank it and withheld water. She would have survived had she drunk a lot of water to flush it on through, but dang, damn it, man. How? This is a trendy cleanse? I mean, I missed this trend, Superdon. How did we miss this?
Yeah, it was new to me, too, when I saw it. And, yeah, the idea, I guess, in some of the other articles I read, is that water, it goes to where the sodium is, right? Sodium attracts water.
Yeah, no, I explained that. That was the basis for it. Yeah. I get that. But, I mean, it's
so
disastrous.
In theory, I guess, I mean, in very simple theory, but you can't drink that much sodium all at one time.
But and the thing is, you're not going to pull toxins out. You'll pull minerals out that would protect you from toxins. It's so stupid.
Do your homework. Yeah.
And this woman was already in a fragile state of health, apparently. She had been on a canned fish and white bread diet for the past 6 months. There's something wrong upstairs already, as they say, the proverbial screw loose. I'm not making fun of mental health issues, but when you're on a canned fish and white bread diet, somebody's got to talk to you. Apparently her husband took her to the hospital to save her life, but she's got brain damage. What about this husband that didn't see through this? I don't know. A relationship issue I can't get into. All right, we're going to go outside the box with Ty Bulger. Hour 2 coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com. And you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.